The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Country boy can survive. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is your country boy surviving up here in North Dakota. Maybe it's starting to warm up a little bit. Hope you're doing fine wherever you are, and we may get a chance to hear from you in today's show if you will use our call-in number, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You can call at any time during the brief hour we have together from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Saturday we skip. Sunday we've got a two-hour show from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Well, when will the day come that we don't have good news in the Trump phenomenon? Well, there may be such a day. It's not the last 24 hours. Fantastic news. Donald Trump saying he is calling out the National Guard to guard our borders until a wall is built. Well, I'll tell you how that sounds to me. I think I might rather have troops than a wall. If I had my choice between the two, I know I'd take troops over a wall. Of course, the best answer is both wall and troops. But that is outstanding news that we have today. And that's a opening piece of good news that we've got. Let's go to Mo Brooks, congressman from Alabama. He's got the story here. Trump's deployment of military to border will protect against invasion by foreign nationals. Here's what Mo Brooks, great patriot congressman from Alabama, has to say. He fully supports President Trump's decision to deploy National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border to aid Border Patrol agents in stemming an overwhelming flow of illegal aliens to the country. In a statement to local media, Brooks said the military at the border is necessary to protect American citizens and the country's national sovereignty. Brooks said, I fully support President Trump's use of our military to secure the border against invasion by foreign nationals. Recent, highly publicized caravans of thousands of foreigners heading for America's border emphasize that it is past time for Congress to reform laws that entice and reward foreign nationals who illegally invade America. For too long, illegal aliens have exploited weak laws and then sought and sometimes gained de facto permanent legal status at great cost and damage to American taxpayers. This is all too beautiful. Until Congress gives President Trump funding for the physical border wall, his decision to send troops to the border, consistent with his constitutional power as commander-in-chief, not only sends a strong message to the world that our borders will be secure, but more importantly, preserves America's national sovereignty. Sending a question here to our engineer. And let me do something here, a little technical thing right here. I'm going to try this. Engineer, did I just do the right thing? Okay, all right. The engineer, let me know what's the beeping I'm getting. Who's beeping me? Okay, all right. Well, we'll just have to X that out. All right, folks. The just doing some technical sorting out right there. The caravans. This is the Breitbart coverage here. The caravans mentioned by Brooks refer to the 1,500 Central Americans who are set to seek asylum in the U.S. traveling through Guatemala and Mexico up to the southern border. Current U.S. immigration and asylum laws prevent immigration officials from turning the asylum seekers back to Mexico to seek asylum through Mexico's legal process. Experts say the caravan and a rising number of border crossings in the U.S. is the inevitable result of Republicans, Democrats, and the Trump administration's pushing for an amnesty for illegal aliens over the last 6 months. As Breitbart News reported, Princeton policy advisor President Stephen Kopetz said illegal immigration in 2018 is likely to increase by 70%, or about 590,000 border crossings for 2018. That gives you pause, does it not? Such an increase, Kopetz would put 2018 as the second highest year since 2010 for illegal immigration on the southern border. The report comes as Trump's proposed border wall has yet to be paid for and constructed, leaving the southern border just as open as it was under former President Obama. The spike in illegal immigration for this year would translate into suppressing wage gains for American workers, who over the last couple of months have enjoyed historic wage growth due to increased immigration enforcement and less illegal immigration in 2017, largely due to Trump's rhetoric. In Kopetz's most recent report on illegal immigration, he notes that California's farm wages for Americans have increased because of slower illegal immigration throughout 2017 and increased enforcement, with the caveat, quote, however, the more enforcement succeeds, the higher wages will go and the greater the incentive to evade the ban. In California, for example, tougher border enforcement has raised farm wages to $16 an hour, up perhaps $5 an hour over earlier times. Well, that's pretty darn good. The great statement there, supportive of Donald Trump, from Congressman Mo Brooks. And there was a story we were covering yesterday. I'll go to that story here. Okay, go for it, engineer. This is the story on Laura Ingraham and the efforts of David Hogg to destroy her career and take her off the air. And I mentioned certain some companies that had pulled their ads from Ingraham's show, and I found that here are those companies. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the show. Paul Fromm here in Canada.
Yeah, thanks.
And I'm hearing a little echo of myself on your set there, Paul. Here are a dozen companies that have decided to boycott Laura Ingraham: Office Depot, Jenny Craig, Hulu, TripAdvisor, Expedia, Wayfair, Stitch Fix, Nestle, Johnson & Johnson, Atlantis, Paradise Island, and Liberty Mutual. They all pulled their advertising. Well, you know what to do, folks. Cancel that trip to Office Depot tomorrow. Cancel that Jenny Craig account. Hulu, forget it. TripAdvisor, forget about it. And the rest of them, Johnson & Johnson. And that's the way we'll get the message across. We're going to go for an effort to get Patriots off the air. We will let them know that there are more of us than of David Hogg's supporters, that we spend more money than David Hogg's supporters because we are the backbone middle class of America. We are not the class of illegal immigrants and other losers who actually don't spend any money at TripAdvisor. When they're going to take a trip, do you think that these illegals coming up from Mexico use TripAdvisor to plan their trip? Oh, I don't think so. So the TripAdvisor, you're pretty stupid over there. You're catering to people who will never, never, ever use TripAdvisor. How dumb can you get?
Yeah, and I'd like to point out that this is war. These corporate cowards, often they're led by foolish, politically correct people who are cultural Marxists. I don't mean they're economic communists, of course not. But they've consumed the Kool-Aid, but they put most of their focus into business, and there's nothing wrong with that. But they've been indoctrinated, and we have to strike back, each and every one of us, to the extent we can, as consumers, and say, well, you're not going to get my buck. If I'm going to book a trip, maybe I'll go to my local travel agent rather than go on TripAdvisor. If you're going to attack free speech of people I like and appreciate, you're not going to get my business. And, you know, I think sometimes people feel a bit overwhelmed and say, oh, well, I'm only one person. I only take one trip a year. That may be true. But, you know, if a lot of us speak up, it begins to have an impact. I think it was maybe 5-6 years ago, one of my favorite restaurants in the States, Cracker Barrel, decided to pull the Duck Dynasty products off their shelves. I forget quite why. I think there might have been some off-color remark about race. Well, they heard so much from their customers and clients that the Duck Dynasty items were back within a couple of weeks.
Yes, that's the way to go, folks. We'll go to another story here that's very important right now. Breitbart gives it the heading Masters of the Universe. And they're referring to the Silicon Valley leftists at places like Google and Facebook. And when I say like those two, there aren't any others like them. Google and Facebook are so huge and control such an enormous percentage of what's going on the internet that they really stand out all by themselves. But Google and Facebook are controlled by left-wingers. YouTube also. YouTube is owned by Google. And they are, it's now been exposed, they are actively censoring the news. And they're doing it, let's read the story here. This is at Breitbart. Mark Zuckerberg explains how Facebook will try to kill alternative media. And let's read up. In his recent interview with the far-left online publication Vox, Mark Zuckerberg explained Facebook's new system of favoring, quote, broadly trusted, unquote, news sources via a mechanism designed to favor established outlets and crush new media. Facebook introduced its new system in January, and the results were immediately apparent. Facebook traffic to establishment outlets, including CNN and NBC, soared upwards, while traffic to conservative outlets fell. Facebook engagement, and that engagement covers likes, shares, and comments, also fell across multiple new media outlets, including those on the right and the left. Interestingly, Facebook engagement on President Trump's posts fell by 45%. In his Vox interview, Mark Zuckerberg explained these changes as neutrally as he could, talking about providing a more meaningful experience for Facebook users.
A meaningful experience. You mean a more managed experience.
Yeah, exactly. But despite tamely couching his words, the truth slipped out. Facebook is going to act like a publisher with a view on what counts as, quote, quality news, unquote, and make judgments about the accuracy and reliability of news publications. Of course, this is according to their left-wing standards.
Right.
Zuckerberg then explained Facebook's methodology for determining a trusted news source. And then it gets a little bit too detailed here, but it's all just a flim-flam talk. What he means is, I like the New York Times. I like the Washington Post. I don't like pretty much what he's really saying. He says, this year we've rolled out a number of changes to what they call news feed that try to boost in the ranking broadly trusted news sources, said Zuckerberg. And he gives, again, more flim-flam. We've surveyed people. We're doing what they want, et cetera, et cetera. All of that's lying. He's promoting the left and dinging the right.
I don't fully understand how that's done, but I do know in my own experience, a little bit of serendipity. I was going to die on my son, one of my sons last Saturday, and the name right above my son was what my finger hit on my cell phone. So it was my friend Louis, who I hadn't talked to in 4 or 5 years in Montreal, and so I called him by my son's name, and so anyway, we got it clear, and I said, well, Louis, I haven't seen anything of you for ages, and you used to be on Facebook all the time. He said, well, I still am. I said, well, I haven't unfriended you. Anyway, we got to the bottom of it later that night. He said, well, you're still my friend, and I post something every day. And, of course, I said the same thing. I said, well, I post something, you know, every day or sometimes more often on Facebook. Why aren't I seeing your stuff? And that we think there is some sort of filter. In fact, I heard that from a techie some time ago. So that you may only see the posts of 20 of your friends, and Facebook determines who those will be.
Right. And they call this, Breitbart is using the term masters of the universe. And people like Zuckerberg are really deeming themselves to be masters of the universe. They're controlling so much of our communication, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're putting in filters and algorithms, that is computer programming, that slants what you see. It slants what will be loaded to you. It's not neutral. And going back to the Breitbart article, they say, by making editorial judgments about what counts as, quote, quality, unquote, news, Facebook has shifted from a neutral platform to a publisher with an editorial opinion. As Senator Ted Cruz explained to representatives of the tech giants in January, this undermines the case for continued, listen closely to this, folks, continued legal immunity under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which exempts online platforms from legal liability for content posted by their users. And so what we're looking at here, folks, is that we are, this is a very big part of the battle that the left is waging against us. They want to take away this wonderful neutrality. Well, I don't want to use the word net neutrality because they've loaded that word. They've poisoned it. The fairness of the internet, which has existed in years past, they want to take this away so that it slips away from us, and that our media, so Breitbart, for instance, which is growing by leaps and bounds, that Breitbart will not find itself being cited or being coming up on searches. So think of it this way, folks. If you take any term, you know, and you put it into your search box and you search on it, Facebook or Google or YouTube will give you a return. Well, in the past, you thought that was neutral. You know, when you said you would be searched by most recently posted, searched by view count, searched by relevance. But what we're learning now is that what they're going to give back to you is what they want you to see. Well, that's exactly what Winston Smith discovered in 1984 in the Ministry of Truth, as he's sitting there in his cubicle as a bureaucrat of the Ministry of Truth. He realized that everything was being slanted, rewritten, even down to the very words themselves were being redefined into a new language called Newspeak. Everything being rewritten, all media, all communication for the public. And they were, the bureaucracy, the elite in control, were successfully controlling the thinking of the people of the world by controlling their information. And this is what Facebook and Google are doing. They're reenacting 1984. So what we as patriots are going to have to come up with, and Breitbart's in the lead on this, we're going to have to come up with, and championed by people like Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, come up with a counter against these masters of the universe, as Breitbart calls them, so that they are not, in fact, masters of the universe, and that we will get something like an actual fair application of the technology of the internet by these giants. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Welcome back, folks. And another great day in the Trump era, the Trump phenomenon proceeding over the last 24 hours, the greatest, best good news we've had. Trump saying, hey, I'm the commander-in-chief. It's my job to defend the country. I'm bringing out the National Guard. No wall? Okay, we'll go with the National Guard. I like that. Here's another coverage of this again at Breitbart. President Trump's administration announced on Wednesday that the Department of Homeland Security and the Defense Department will coordinate on a plan to send National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. The move will not give the National Guard the authority to act as temporary Border Patrol agents catching and detaining illegal aliens, but rather it allows troops to take on logistical jobs so that Border Patrol is given more manpower to focus on arresting illegal aliens. The military operation at the border may shape up to be similar. Let me skip here. To that of President George W. Bush's Operation Jumpstart, where 6,000 National Guard troops were deployed to the southern border. Bush's Operation Jumpstart ended with National Guardsmen contributing to more than 176,000 illegal aliens being apprehended and about 320,000 pounds of drugs being seized. And experts tell Breitbart that the military at the border to assist Border Patrol is only the beginning of a larger operation that can be done by the Trump administration to help reduce the flood of illegal aliens. This week, Trump has complained about a caravan of 1,500 Central Americans who are set to cross the U.S.-Mexico border to request asylum. As Breitbart News explained, current law does not give the U.S. the authority to turn the asylum seekers back to Mexico. Now, that isn't that a crock, folks? I mean, my gosh, that is pathetic. The catch and release program, where border crossers are caught by immigration officials and then released into the interior of the U.S. while they await trial. Try to, you know, control the gag reflex to throw up when you hear this stuff, folks. While they await trial, oftentimes never showing up to their court date, has continued and even been increased by Congress with the approval of Trump. So Breitbart's hitting hard on this point here. And, you know, one of the things that's going on right now is we could label it the education of Donald Trump. There is no preparation for being president of the United States other than being president. And you learn on the job. And I think he's learning. Former immigration judge Andrew Arthur tells Breitbart News that to unilaterally, temporarily end catch and release, the Trump administration could set up tent cities along the southern border, similar to what President Clinton did in the 1990s. The National Guard, Arthur says, has the authority to construct the tents on the border, giving immigration officials temporary detention centers where illegal aliens and border crossers can be housed while they await their immigration trials, rather than being released into the U.S. Judge Andrew Arthur, hallelujah, brother. That's a great idea. There you go, right there. Look at the insanity that President Trump was handed. That when they catch somebody, they release them into the interior of the U.S. with an appointment card for an appearance in court, to which, of course, they don't come. I like this idea, kind of a Joe Arpaio setup, where they've got their tents, just as Joe Arpaio had there in Phoenix, Arizona, and all over Arizona. Joe Arpaio, not all over, actually, in his county, Maricopa. I like this idea. The National Guard, they're great at putting up tents, digging latrines, this kind of thing. That's right up their tree. Beautiful. Putting up temporary structures, that's part of what the military does, Judge Andrew Arthur told Breitbart. I believe they could do this as part of their training. Like that. While border crossers are detained in the tent cities constructed by the military, the Trump administration could send additional immigration judges and staff to the border, as well as more immigration and customs enforcement, ICE attorneys. This, Judge Arthur says, would speed up the court process and swiftly lead to border crossers either being allowed to stay in the U.S. or being deported. Ah, finally. He says, with sufficient manpower, those cases can be heard in 2 months. Center for Immigration Studies Mark Krikorian told Breitbart News that troops alone on the border to assist Border Patrol is not exactly the answer to the broader issue of illegal immigration to the U.S. Krikorian says legal loopholes that allow for border crossers to readily claim asylum in the U.S. would need to be changed to prevent a future group of asylum seekers, similar to the current 1,500 Central Americans traveling through Mexico, from bypassing asylum in Mexico and instead making their way into the U.S. Nor does the National Guard on the border move forward Trump's agenda of a border wall, though troops do have the authority to assist in building a wall. Despite blaming Congress for blocking construction of a border wall, Trump recently signed a spending bill that barred him from building the wall using the prototypes he recently toured in the San Diego desert. Staffers in his administration, now Breitbart's being tough here, and I like that, folks. They're not rolling over for any of the mistakes being made within the Trump administration. Staffers in his administration have failed to fight for border wall funding. I'll finish that right after this break and take some of your calls. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Here, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hump and get it now.
Yeah. Welcome back, folks.
Well, I'm a small town boy.
And we're covering this breaking story here. Wonderful news of Donald Trump saying, I'm calling out the National Guard, putting them on the border. And one thing that we're noticing, I've made this point, Donald Trump can't do it all by himself. I've made the reference to the education of Donald Trump, kind of making a reference back to the education of Henry Adams, written by a cousin of mine, Henry Brooks Adams. But the Trump needs people like Mark Krikorian, who was quoted in that last article, who know what the, who've studied this. They've spent decades studying it. No fault of Donald Trump's that he hasn't put in as much study as Mark Krikorian. No fault of Donald Trump's that he hasn't understood the immigration law as well as immigration judge Andrew Arthur. And so what Breitbart's doing is the right thing. They brought out, they did the research, they found this great judge, Andrew Arthur, explaining what the president legally can do. He can build tent cities. So if we get all these minds together that bring solutions to Donald Trump, then he will not make mistakes. But if we put around him, or if all that are around him are people like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, mistakes will ensue. He can't resist all that deep state all by himself. So here is a great proposal. Tent cities on the border, built by the National Guard. Judges, the president has the authority to expedite the arrival and the hiring of immigration judges to go to those tent cities, adjudicate the cases, and get them out of the country. Beautiful. That, rather than what Obama was doing, which is catch and release, in which people are, you know, this is disgusting, is it not? They're apprehended at the border. So there you have hardworking Border Patrol agents, ICE agents, who risk their lives and their safety every day, some of them, in these jobs. And then after risking themselves to apprehend a group of people, they then give them all, I guess, a lunch bag or something and say, see you later. Oh, no, wait a minute. It's worse than that. They don't just send them out the door. They send them on planes, trains, and buses all over the United States. They're actually distributed, dispersed around the country, released all over from Maine to Oregon to California to Florida. And then supposedly they're then going to come to a hearing that may occur, what, years later or not at all? And if they don't come, who bothers to follow up? Who even has any idea where these people are? That's insanity. That's what we have right now. So I like this, a sane alternative that could work, that could employ the National Guard. I love the idea of the National Guard, instead of going for training in Toledo, Ohio, at their National Guard armory, instead they could be deployed to the border where they engage in their training right there on the border. That could include building the encampments, maintaining fortifications, so to speak, and coordinating with the Border Patrol. Beautiful, a beautiful proposal from Mark Krikorian and Judge Andrew Arthur. Let us go to some other news items here. And, of course, you're welcome to call in. I think I see a caller coming in now. George in Texas. George, what's on your mind?
That took me forever. Earlier this week, my line got knocked off. I couldn't get back into the station. And yesterday, there was too much news. You couldn't get the callers. But today, I have one concern about I want the military on the border. Well, it's going to get worse before it gets better, and that means I think we're going to see a repeat of history where the deep state is going to retaliate on the south of the border using the military, I mean, or, you know, massacring Americans on a border, repeating the history of General Blackjack Pershing chasing Pancho Villa down in Mexico. That's my concern.
Okay, I hear you, George. There are things that could go awry. But I don't, I'll tell you what, it's all, I think it's all wonderful. The more troops, the better. I'd like to see all kinds of, I'd like to see every branch of the military, not just the National Guard. I'd like to see them down there. What in the world is wrong with the American military defending America here? That's what they're supposed to do. That's what George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and all of these presidents, all of these patriots, that's what they expected them to do. They did not expect the American military. Do you think George Washington thought the American military should be deployed in Iraq or Afghanistan? Of course not. That's ludicrous. The idea that American troops are in Afghanistan at all is ludicrous. And as Ron Paul mentioned, you know, Ron Paul didn't get everything right. But one thing he did get right, he would repeat over and over again, the number of countries in which American troops are stationed, it's some huge number. It's over 100 countries, I believe.
Yeah, it's amazing three-quarters of the countries of the world.
Yes, and Ron Paul was right. We don't belong there, and we should bring those troops home. It does not increase the security of America. It actually lessens our security, and it increases the flow of so-called refugees. Every country in which U.S. troops have been stationed in the last half century has resulted directly in a huge influx of nationals from that country. 1 million Vietnamese came after the collapse of Saigon. Name a country. Wherever the U.S. military has gone, hundreds of thousands and millions have tagged along Korea. We have a big Korean population, the result of the Korean War. Now, that may be not being such an unnecessary engagement, but it is a fact. If you're going to get into a war, you're going to get a lot of the nationals from that country coming to the United States. That's a big loser for us. So what's wrong with the American military being stationed on U.S. soil? Yes.
Well, Caspar Weinberger, in his book, if you look it up, he predicted that we will have a war with Mexico. And the bad part about it is we got consulates here, you know, that could sit there and, you know, get on Spanish-speaking radio and TV stations and, you know, have these big sanctuary cities shut down, you know.
Well,
you know,
I don't think we're going to get into a war with Mexico. That would not go well for the Mexican military. But the I think we will have a hostile border. We will have simply the recognition, George, that this is a hostile border, that our relationship with Mexico is a hostile one. It's not lovey-dovey. It's not, you know, hugs and kisses. It is a hostile relationship. And these Central American countries, the same thing. I think I was reading about, was it El Salvador or Honduras, where one-third of the population of El Salvador lives in your neighborhood. They live in America. They're getting to the point, I mean, we are fast approaching the point where in some of these nations, more of their people will live here than live there. That is crazy. In Mexico, there are thousands of towns that are ghost towns because all the Mexicans are essentially from those towns have left, and they're here. That's crazy. So I think what we'll have an honest recognition. Donald Trump will not have created a hostile border or created a hostile climate. That's already there. He's just going to be the getting honest about it, building the wall, putting troops there, and enforcing our border. And people, turn them away right at the border, get these camps going. Don't bring them into the interior. That's the interior enforcement. That's the other weak link in the chain. The border is the first weak link. No border, no fence, no wall. The second weak link is called interior enforcement, which means when you encounter an illegal in the U.S. and you're some agent of the government, you're a policeman, you're a HUD official, anybody in the legal system, what do you do with that illegal person? Do you just say, oh, adios, vaya con Dios, see you again next time? No. See you later, alligator? No. You have to have some kind of an interior enforcement. You go, hey, look, buddy, you're an illegal, aren't you? You're not. You broke into the country, didn't you? No, senor, I did not. Well, let's talk about that a little bit. Let's explain a little. When did you get here? How did you? Oh, senor, I forget. Oh, okay. On and on. The inconsistencies mount. And finally, okay. You know, okay, yeah. I broke into the country. And then you have to have a procedure for getting the person back to Mexico without a court date, without a hearing or a trial, without appeals. They can actually take an appeal to the Supreme Court. It's actually feasible. It's available for these people. And that's insane. That's crazy. There has to be a short administrative procedure whereby when somebody's determined to be here, this is the way it used to be done. I believe when I was a boy in Los Angeles, when the LAPD found an illegal, they put him on a bus to Tijuana. Bye-bye. It was as simple as that. There wasn't any big appeal. still our big, you know, support case. And that's what has to happen. Lots and lots of that interior enforcement. Yeah.
Well, you think we'll have, you think once when Americans, I mean, when illegals start heading back, like volunteer deportation, I think we'll, you think we'll see another phase of Operation Wetback for the holdouts?
Well, there, you know, some people, you know, this has to be obviously a broad approach covering every base. Some people will get to go back voluntarily and will do that by making their stay here less and less attractive. So if what's attractive to them, if they're getting earned income credits, if they're getting $12,000 a year cash on earned income credits, that will stop. If they are getting lots of food stamps, turn that spigot off. If they're getting subsidized housing, turn them all by one. They've got a job, they're being hired illegally, work on the employers. Round up the felonious employers, turn off those jobs. That's another angle there. And then
I got another one too. For some illegal alien that's using somebody else's social security number, no questions asked, no trial, deport them. And they don't get to collect on it.
Yeah, that is what's needed. We need something that does not, see, we're punished, no good deed goes unpunished, and we are punished for our virtues, so that we, in the Anglo-Saxon system, we give people lots of recourse to the courts, lots of rights, lots of protection. And these people have figured this out. So they're milking the system. They're working us. So we have to find some way that they are not afforded unlimited access to. What, for instance, one of the things we give people in this country is free attorneys. They get free attorneys. I can't afford an attorney. But it's some illegal
either.
In my town. Yeah, some illegal
hour,
in my town.
One hour with an attorney, I'm broke for the month.
I'm done. Yeah, give me 1 hour, and Mr. Attorney, if you haven't solved my problem in 1 hour, that's it. You've used up the meter. That's exactly right. So that, you know, and then behind all of this, George, the thing that has to happen, and that is happening so wonderfully, is that we have to have a change of heart in America, where enough of our people decide that preservation of our country, preservation of our people, is worth it to them. It's paramount to them. It's what, and they'll be with Donald Trump, putting America first, making America great again, restoring our sovereignty, restoring our independence. Once we get that shift in the mindset of the people, then another area of internal enforcement will then ensue, where the average American, or enough of us anyway, will be calling up the local sheriff saying, you know what, there's some people living next door to me that aren't, they're not supposed to be in this country. Could you come out and take a look? That'll be more and more and more. And then at a workplace, the properly employed real Americans there at the workplace will actually have the guts to go into their employer's office and say, hey, what's the deal here, boss man, with these bazillions of so-called refugees making me work amidst? What's the scam, Mr. Boss Man? Where, what kind of money are you getting for your corporation under the table? Or not under the table, but out of sight? Are you getting some big subsidy? Are you getting $50,000 for every so-called refugee you hire to lessen my wages to compete with me? You know, I would have gotten a couple bumps up in wages over the last few years, but you hired all these people from Africa. So that'll start happening. Right now, I think generally among the average Americans, people are just, you know, they're cowed. I don't think it happens very much that employees object to the employer. Yeah. What are all these people in these strange outfits doing here at our workplace? I don't think that happens very much. But it's going to start happening. If things go well, it will start happening. People will start to acquire that boldness that Donald Trump exhibited, breaking the bounds of political correctness. Go ahead, George.
Well, you know, the thing is, one thing, it didn't get reported. It tried getting it reported, but back like when they're starting to bring all these young unaccompanied, so-called unaccompanied minors in, the county sheriff on the county line at all points of entry into the county told the buses that had all those refugees that had a designated place in the county to set these refugees. You know what he sat there and said? Those buses and those people, they're going to be under a health quarantine. That means they're going to be quarantined, and he wasn't going to let them out in the population because, hearing of all the diseases, they went to another county. Our county sheriff would not allow them in.
That's in your county?
Yeah.
Very good. Yes. The sheriff of the county yes.
And that's
beautiful.
Another thing that needs to be set up on the border is biohazard units, too. Because a lot of these people, you definitely do not want them getting into the population.
Well, there you go. Of course. We'll be right
good
back.
Good training for our medical military. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, George. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. And
what I love is.
Welcome back, folks.
Someone.
Here we are at the Trump phenomenon. And today, here it is. This is breaking 1 hour ago at NPR. President Trump signs proclamation to send National Guard troops to Mexican border. Here's the story. This is updated at 8:40 p.m. Eastern Time. President Trump signed a proclamation Wednesday for the deployment of National Guard troops along the southern border. Kirstjen Nielsen, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, said earlier in the day that Trump's order would direct her department and the Pentagon to work with governors of the states along the southwestern border. So I guess that's going to be Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California, four states. Speaking at the White House, Nielsen said, "Our current border security and immigration laws fail the American people. The system rewards bad behavior. It does not punish lawbreakers. It undermines our nation's economic interests." Oh, bing, bang, boom, bada bing, bada bang, bada boom. She's got it. She said the National Guard troops would be deployed as quickly as possible and gave no indication of how long it might last. Well, Donald Trump said it's until we have a wall, that's for starters. Asked how many troops would be involved, Nielsen declined to give a number, saying as many as needed to fill the gaps today. Well, I would say that means a lot. The DHS's Customs and Border Protection reported on Wednesday that apprehensions of people entering the U.S. illegally at the southern border jumped by 37% in March from the February level and by 203% from March 2017. So let's think about that for a second, folks. Donald Trump, of course, doing the right things. But one of the consequences of doing the right things, including saying the right things, is what is the effect on illegals, potential illegals down in Mexico way and El Salvador way and everywhere else? Well, they all of a sudden are going to panic. I got to get in. I got to get on the road now. I got to get into the U.S. now. Trump's going to close the door. So we're going to have a rush. Look at this. 203% increase from 1 year ago. Trump indicated Tuesday that he wanted troops to secure the border. He said, "We're going to do some things militarily. Until we can have a wall and proper security, we're going to be guarding our border with the military." Brings tears to my eyes. "That's a big step," Trump continued. "We really haven't done that before. Or certainly not very much before." Come back with, we won't come back. We're going to end on that high note and continue the story. And we'll have further developments tomorrow, too, in this beautiful moment where Trump is closing the border with our military. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, everybody, for participating. That's for tonight. See you tomorrow.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. "This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product." Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.